This is a story of legacy and growth. This is a story of Jacob Chunga and his food processing company, Jaja Farms Limited, a company that values healthy eating. It's a story of becoming one of the greats in the food processing industry. At Absa, we are proud to provide Jacob with the right tools for his growth through our tailored SME financial support. We see your story and invite you to write it with us. Your story matters, Absa.
The headlines: 3 killed and 18 injured in separate road accidents in Lusaka and Chilanga. Police launch manhunt for suspected Tonsi Alan Skada of assault at Chief's Palace. And in global news, ousted Senegal Prime Minister Ousmane Sonko re-elected party chief amid crisis. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. 3 people have died while 18 others sustained injuries in separate road traffic accidents recorded in Lusaka and Chilanga districts yesterday. The police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi says the fatalities involved 2 unidentified males who died in separate hit and run accidents and a 15-year-old boy of Chayusa compound identified as Lavmo Mwanza. Mr. Chilabi says the 2 unidentified victims were struck by unknown vehicles along Kafue Road in Chilanga District and Chifwema Road in Sinoma area, respectively, with the drivers fleeing the scenes after the accidents. He says the juvenile died after a vehicle being towed became detached from its towing vehicle near Mandevu Labour bus stop off Great North Road and struck pedestrians who were seated at a makeshift shelter. Mr. Chilabi says 3 other pedestrians sustained serious injuries in the same incident and were admitted to Material Level 1 Hospital. He further disclosed that several other accidents across the city left 7 people seriously injured and 7 others with slight injuries, including passengers, pedestrians and motorcycle riders.
Along Kafue Road near the ZNS gate in Makeni, a 34-year-old pedestrian sustained serious injuries after being hit by a Toyota Alphard motor vehicle, registration number BLA-777. Along Cairo Road opposite Central Park, a 41-year-old wheelbarrow pusher sustained serious injuries after being hit by a Toyota Vitz motor vehicle, registration number DAG-1726ZM. At the junction of Great North Road and Chandwam Sonda Road, a motorcycle rider sustained serious injuries while a pedestrian is reported to be in critical condition at the University Teaching Hospital. Investigations into all reported accidents have been instituted.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ, has called on political parties contesting the 2026 general elections to present clear and practical plans for improving the country's education sector. NACEZ Executive Director Aaron Chansa says that while Zambia has made significant progress in expanding access to primary and secondary education, the quality of education across all levels remains a major concern. Dr. Chansa notes that the country's learning poverty rate remains above 90%, with many learners in primary schools struggling with basic literacy and numeracy skills. He further expressed concern over the high teacher pupil ratios in many schools, saying some classrooms accommodate more than 100 learners, making it difficult to deliver quality education. On the implementation of the competence-based curriculum, Dr. Chansa says the next government will need to make substantial investments in teaching and learning materials. Dr. Chansa has also challenged political parties to outline concrete measures aimed at improving teacher welfare and motivation.
Teachers do deserve proper accommodation. We want to see also our political parties telling us the plans that they have on how they are going to afford our teachers decent accommodation, but also accommodation at universities. We are aware that our universities have got enough land where we can build adequate hostels for our children. We can't be talking about the same thing for years without action. So while access to education is important, we think that we need to face the reality and accept that the quality is very poor.
Police in Eastern Province have launched a manhunt for a suspected Tonsi Alliance cadre accused of assaulting a chief's retainer at Chief Chivale's palace in Chama District. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Wemba says the incident occurred on June 5, 2026, around 17 hours, and was reported to Chama Police Station the following day at about 05 hours. In a statement, Mr. Wemba identified the victim as 53-year-old Frederick Nyimbili, a chief retainer for Chief Chivale. He says police received a cell phone report from Mr. Nyimbili, who alleged that he was assaulted by suspected Tonsi Alliance cadres and singled out Norris Simbe as the person who attacked him. Mr. Mwemba says the victim sustained a cut on the forehead after allegedly being head-butted during the assault. He says officers from Chama Police Station were dispatched to Chief Chivale's palace, where investigations revealed that a group of Tonsi Alliance cadres had gone to the palace to see Chief Chivale. According to police findings, the cadres were playing political songs as part of their campaign activities when the complainant approached them and advised them to stop playing political songs within the palace premises. Mr. Mwemba says the advice did not go down well with the group, and the suspect allegedly emerged from the crowd and assaulted the complainant. He says no arrest has been made because the suspect fled from his residence after the incident. The NGO Wash Forum has urged its newly inducted members to shift from general advocacy to structured, evidence-based engagement as Zambia begins preparations for the 2027 national budget. Forum National Coordinator Vuvana Mumba, who was represented by Finance and Administration Officer Zama Banda, said that the orientation of new civil society organization members marked their entry into a network of professionals, advocates, and change makers in dedicated to advancing the fundamental human right to water and sanitation. Ms. Mumba says the orientation is anchored within the 4-year Water Voices United project, supported by the European Union and Danish People's Aid. She says the project is designed to strengthen Zambia's WASH civil society organizations as credible contributors to governance and national development.
One of the key milestones driving this particular initiative is the national rollout of the WASH budget tracking tool. Following an extensive pre-testing across 6 districts that has been going on in the last few weeks, we are now equipping all the forum members with a standardized approach to track public resource flow and analyze output-based projects, what many of you know as the Yellow Book.
The Alliance for Zambia Informal Economy Association, AZIEA, says that the informal sector has struggled to grow under the current administration due to inadequate financial and business support. AZIEA General Secretary Lamek Kashua says many traders and entrepreneurs face difficulties accessing business incubation funds, alleging that the process is sometimes influenced by political considerations rather than equal opportunity. Speaking in an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Gashua has called for greater investment in financial literacy and business management training for small-scale operators, particularly in areas such as bookkeeping, budgeting, pricing, and loan management. He has also urged government to expand support for digital trade and online marketing, saying many informal businesses need access to digital payment platforms and wider markets.
What we would like to see